This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Watch.
You're
You know, it never occurred to me to really sit up and take notice of somebody's political agenda, their climate change agenda, their opinion. Never really occurred to me to really sit up and take notice until they went to throw soup onto the Mona Lisa in the Louvre in Paris. I don't know, folks. I don't know about you, but that just makes me angry. It doesn't want to make me listen to any kind of argumentation. It doesn't want to make me look at your agenda, your political point of view. That is just absolutely, number one, it's childish. And no, I don't think that, well, we really got to point out this problem, so we're going to throw soup onto the Mona Lisa. And I believe the Mona Lisa, of course, it's really behind glass, but because it's so fragile and so forth. If you'd had the opportunity to really ruin this amazing masterpiece by Leonardo, that to me, folks, doesn't say to me, hey, I've got something to say, please listen. That doesn't do it at all. I think it just makes people mad. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. It is the Monday edition of the show. We're glad to be here with you today. Glad that you're there. Hope that you had a great weekend, and we hope that you got some great plans this week. I think we got a great week of broadcasting ahead of us all this whole week, of course. And we are going to talk about this very, very serious developing story out of Jordan. And we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll talk about the what's happening at the border, the Texas standoff, and so on and so forth. But obviously, we want to start this morning. We talked about this throughout hour number one, by the way, regarding what's happening with the Iranian-backed attack on our service people. And by the way, folks, we are putting together a podcast here for the program. Right now, I think we've got some highlights that we'll be featuring. We're working on getting the whole program in as a podcast. There's just a couple of logistical and other issues behind that, but we're getting it all worked out. Want to keep you up to date on that. But head over to KyleWarrenShow.com when you have an opportunity, and you can check that out, by the way. You can even subscribe. I appreciate it when you do that. That way you'll get updated each time that we release a new one. We'll try to make sure that hour number one discussion is there for sure. But what I want to tell you about, though, obviously, is that we know that three service people have been killed in an attack on a barracks, basically at a base, which is right next to the borders with Iran and Iraq in Jordan. It's right kind of where they all kind of intersect, for one thing. It's a base called Tower 22. Not a lot is known about what exactly goes on at Tower 22, but there's about 350 U.S. Service people there, we understand. Many of these that have been injured appear to have had some traumatic brain injury, by the way. This is terrible. And at least eight have been evacuated out of Jordan right now. We understand others likely will be as well. And it's definitely a very, very big deal that this has happened, and certainly happened the way that it did. And the response to this is going to be, well, it should be swift. And it should be fairly comprehensive. But, of course, where the discussion is going to be, I think not only within the administration, but certainly with certain other government officials calling for this or that, elected officials, that is to say, senators and representatives in the House, we're hearing across the board, or rather across a spectrum of calls, which happen to be, it's time to go in and bomb Iran proper in the sense that you're going in to targets within Iran itself, you know, target Tehran, target the regime, target other things. Certainly, we're going to be talking about oil wells, I'm sure, as part of that kind of target package. And then also, of course, the idea of going after their other, the what are called in the media militias, but really are terrorist groups, and go out and make sure that they are decimated. And I don't even want to say degraded, but perhaps decimated is a better word, in order to give a very swift response to this. And although, as I was saying in hour number one, I do think that the administration will likely order something that doesn't involve targets in Iran. Now, that could change, all depending on the calculus that they have and the target packages that are given to them by the Pentagon and, of course, you know, the military planners, because they think about this all the time. They update this all the time. It's something the president should and does, from what I understand, really have at his fingertips. And again, this, in all seriousness, you know, we'll talk about the politics of it too, especially as we move through the program this morning. But this is something whereby I think you need to have a very swift response. It needs to be within at least the first, you know, 24, 48 to 72 hours in order for it to be effective. They also know that we'd be coming as well. There's another aspect to this, and because, like, for example, we'll hear Senator Tom Cotton, there needs to be strikes within Iran and elsewhere. Senator Lindsey Graham, I think, wants also to go directly at Iran. Others will call for not to do that in that grand sense. And so the Biden administration has a lot of political issues to deal with, too, which I think hopefully shouldn't have to bear too much on how we respond to something like this. Because when I say political issues, what I mean is they're worried about the vote. They're worried about offending a particular group. They're worried already about what's happening in Israel and the U.S. support for Israel and how what that's going to mean poll-wise and what that's going to mean vote-wise from certain groups. So they're already looking at it through the political lens. But this kind of response to this attack, I'm hoping will not have to be along those lines, although I know it's definitely going to influence, I hate to say. But, folks, what we're looking at here, of course, is a real major possible escalation in this. And if it goes much further, well, then, you know, we're already kind of at a de facto state of war in various regards. But this has to be handled, and it has to be a very, very strong message, because the deterrence right now is not there. That's the problem. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Monday edition, folks, is flying by. By the way, welcome to everybody listening in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to everybody in Denver, Colorado. Welcome to everybody in Oklahoma, wherever you are. We've got you going this morning. By the way, folks, don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message anytime, day or night. And we'll get the message here on the broadcast and be able to reference it. You can also dial us up, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to opine. That's 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by to take your call. And no credit card information is needed. So do not have that ready. All you got to do is call, and you'll get answered. All right. So at any rate, folks, welcome back. As I said, it is the Monday edition, and when we talk with Denise Simon here a little bit later, here in hour number two, we'll of course talk about what's happening in Iran. We'll talk, what happened in Jordan, and then of course we'll also be talking about the border as well. We'll also be talking with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com later in hour number four as well. Right there at the top of the hour of hour number four, by the way. And we'll be talking with him about these two huge stories. There's no doubt about it. These stories are huge. And, of course, also, folks, we've got a lot of political issues to talk about this morning as well. But just to kind of round out what's happening in terms of the Iran issue right now before we'll move on, because I do want to talk a little bit about what's happening in the border of Texas and so forth. But oil prices have risen after the drone attack killed the U.S. troops in Jordan, escalating the Mideast crisis. Oil futures popped higher Sunday evening, this from MarketWatch, after a drone attack that killed three service members in northern Jordan blamed by the White House and Iran-backed militants, which, again, replaced that word militants with, altogether now, terrorists, marked an escalation, a major escalation of tensions in the Middle East. As of midnight Eastern, West Texas Intermediate crude for March delivery was up 41 cents or 0.5% to $78.41 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange after initially spiking more than a dollar or 1.4%. March Brent crude, the global benchmark, gained 41 cents rather, or 0.5% to $83.36 a barrel on the ICE Futures Europe after initially surging 1.3%. Of course, much will ultimately depend, they say, on the U.S. response and whether Iran takes action aimed at shutting down the Strait of Hormuz. Tariq Zahir, member at Taiki Capital Investors, told MarketWatch on Sunday afternoon. So, again, there are a lot of ramifications to this, including terrorism, not just here in the United States, potentially by Iranian operatives or others, right, in response to that. And it's almost as if, in so many ways, I think you have terrorists that are salivating again about something like this, given what's happening in Israel and now with this major, what I think is a major attack in terms of the escalating this in Jordan. And again, because the United States has to make some kind of response. I don't think the Biden administration should be able or should have no response, ultimately, other than a strongly worded condemnation or some other such thing or some other sanction or something like that. It seems that they're going to have to do something that does inflict a lot of pain. And it doesn't give me any joy to say something like that because you know, the notion that you can go in there and take them out, this kind of thing, is certainly doable. The United States military has every capacity to do that. But unfortunately, I think it always needs to be a last resort. But they are giving us no choice in so many ways, don't you think? And so it's not that the United States wants to engage with war with Iran. I think that the United States, though, will respond to this blatant act of war and terrorism, essentially, against the United States. So that, my friends, is a big, big deal. All right. So, let's turn to politics here just real briefly. Here, this from the AP. Donald Trump isn't known for fostering deep connections with the black community. From his earliest days in New York real estate developer, Trump has faced accusations of racist business practices, blah, 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 all this stuff. But as he seeks the presidency for a third time, Trump is aiming to win over an unlikely constituency, black voters. Have you seen our poll numbers with African Americans and with Hispanic Americans? But I'm not surprised because I see it, I feel it, Trump declared during a rally in Atkinson, New Hampshire, days before the state's primary. We did great in 2016. We did much better in 2020. But there's much more enthusiasm now. Again, it seems, I think, that the Biden administration or the Biden campaign is certainly concerned about Donald Trump making inroads into typically thought of as being Democrat bastions. And I think some of this has to do, my friends, with the notion that, of course, when Donald Trump was president, that there seemed to be a much better rising tide that lifted all boats. And there seemed to be a lot more opportunity in our country. There seemed to be a lot more enthusiasm for what the American dream could bring. And I do think the Biden campaign and, by extension, the Biden administration are concerned about this kind of thing. Now, it doesn't mean that Donald Trump is just winning people over at some breakneck velocity. That's not happening in the grand sense. But again, why is it that the Biden administration and the by extension now the Biden campaign Why aren't they just confident as all get out to say, we're going to reelect this guy, and this guy is so good. Our guy he's the guy. And we just got to get four more years and keep this thing going, because everybody is so happy, right? Everybody is doing so well. And if that's not happening, in fact, you know, I think we had it on the program late last week, you know, the strategy, one person calling for the strategy, I think it was Van Jones. I think it was Van Jones. And we had an audio clip from Van Jones. And if I recall correctly, he was saying, well, they just need to keep Biden hidden. He's not the best messenger for this. You know, so, you know, that just really kind of overwhelmed me. I thought, well, my goodness, you know, he's the candidate. You know, well, let's just keep the candidate out of sight, and then maybe people will be okay. I mean, it's sort of shades of 2020, no doubt about that, being in the basement. But Biden now has a record of being president. You would think that he should be able just to walk out there and say, you know, hey, it's all great. Everything's good. Let's just stay the course. Right? I mean, very similar to what George H.W. Bush said, you know, when he was vice president running for president. Just stay the course. But the Biden administration has kind of a weird strategy. Bill Maher, on his program, he was actually talking with Seth MacFarlane and Adam Schiff as well. We don't have the quote from Adam Schiff, but we do have the quote from Bill Maher, where he talks about this campaign strategy, the apparent campaign strategy of the Democrat Party. Let's hear what he had to say.
I think it's not a great strategy to run a Democratic campaign based on how can they like this guy. They just some people just do. Maybe better to look at why they have. I mean, why is he winning among the people who are rapists and they bring drugs? That guy. You know, maybe there's something, there's a flaw in the ointment there.
Very, very interesting. Now, of course, you know, Bill Maher is not a big, he's not a big Trump fan, obviously. But he can be very practical minded, though. That's one of the things that I like about him, even though I likely disagree with just about, you know, I'm sure we wouldn't agree on just about anything. But that being said, he's calling out the Democrats, because that is going to be their strategy ultimately. And why are people gravitating to Trump or the idea of Trump or Trumpism? Maybe that's also a good way to put it. And that's because they have seen what Joe Biden has done. They have seen what the powers that be, whoever that is, behind the Resolute Desk, you know, that are making the policies and carrying out the policies, knowing that these policies are detrimental, but yet somehow serve their agenda. They understand what they're doing. They're not lost. They're not sort of spinning their wheels. They know exactly what they're doing, but they can't go out and say, we want to keep doing it, because they know people don't like it, and they gravitate to the idea of Trump. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
News update. This Sunday, Texas not backing down after a standoff with the federal government over razor wire put up in the town of Eagle Pass to keep illegal aliens out. Republican Governor Greg Abbott refusing to remove the razor wire that is keeping people from coming into our country.
Bipartisan bill would be good for America and help fix our broken immigration system. and allow speedy access for those who deserve to be here. And Congress needs to get it done.
President Biden campaigns in South Carolina ahead of the Democrat primary in that state, which is coming up on Saturday, February 3rd. He claims Bidenomics is working, but a Pew Research poll finds 72% of Americans worried about soaring food prices, others worried about the cost of a home. Wife Jill campaigning in Columbia, South Carolina as well. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Group of Nazi death camp survivors is marking the 79th anniversary of the Auschwitz liberation on Holocaust Remembrance Day. Correspondent Karen Schammer reports.
A group of Nazi death camp survivors gathered at the death wall in Auschwitz, praying that they may see and live with candles.
Welcome back.
The Nazis who occupied Poland from 1939 to 1945 at first used the old Austrian military barracks at Auschwitz as a concentration and death camp for Poland's resistance fighters.
And you're welcome to come along with us.
The wooden barracks, gas chamber, and crematoria of Birkenau were added to the extermination
A bronze statue of baseball legend Jackie Robinson has been stolen from a public park in Wichita, Kansas. The statue was cut at the ankles, leaving only the feet remaining. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The overnights in America. We are glad that you're along with us here. All right, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine. Also, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send us a direct message. You can also subscribe to the podcast there as well. As I mentioned, we're putting together some highlights and so forth temporarily for the podcast as we get everything else worked out. But we hope that you can do that because that way you'll get updated anytime something new is released, and we appreciate that. And as I said, you can also send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. We also have our live streams there as well. If you want to take the program with you, you can listen to all 4 hours as we go through the overnights Monday through Friday, and, of course, Saturday mornings for the 3 hours, 2 a.m. Eastern to 5 a.m. Eastern. Right there, of course, on AM 860, The Answer. That's our flagship station. Welcome to everybody listening there. Welcome to everybody listening on GCN as well, because GCN does a great job. They distribute our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we appreciate them very, very much indeed. All right, so let's take a look here.
Again, now what's happening at the border, and we definitely want to talk with Denise Simon here in just a little bit. Next segment, we'll take a look at the national weather. We've got our second song for the morning, and then, of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon as well about what's happened in Jordan, and I know that she'll have a lot of very interesting information about that for us. And then also, of course, what's happening at the border with Texas and Mexico. This from Newsweek, amid tensions over the use of razor wire on the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, the state's lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, responded to a question about a possible, quote, civil war during an interview on Sunday. Tension between federal and state units in Texas remains after President Joe Biden's administration secured a significant win over Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday after the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to allow the temporary removal of razor wire along the southern border. Sorry, folks, had to hit the cough button there. Along the southern border while litigation over the issue proceeds. The court's decision has sparked anger among Republicans who support the measures taken by Abbott and his administration to fight illegal immigration in the state. Tensions over the measures escalated as the federal government raised environmental and humanitarian concerns about the deterrent. Now, part of this goes into the idea that the federal government wants to cut the razor wire if they think that it's they have to conduct some kind of rescue operation or something like that. That's part of what they talk about. But overall, what Abbott is constructing is really a border wall. There's even some dispute over whether or not the federal government has real jurisdiction at the park there at Eagle Pass. So the Texas has asked them to produce some kind of documentation about this, by the way. We were talking about this with Denise Simon on the weekend show. And overall, I think that to bring up this specter of civil war, I think is premature, to say the least. But in an interview, again, this back from the article of Newsweek, in an interview on Fox News Sunday Morning Features with host Maria Barataromo, Lieutenant Governor Patrick said that Texas does not want a confrontation with the Biden administration. However, when asked by Barataromo whether the situation will turn into a civil war, quote-unquote, Patrick responded by reiterating that Texas has a constitutional right. We believe constitutionally we are right, and we have a right to defend our citizens. We have a right to defend this country, and we are just doing our job. These young men and women serve our National Guard and our DPS. These are the best. These are the best of the best. Why would he want to send anyone down to confront them? He said. Newsweek reached out to Patrick's office and White House for a comment on this. But again, I think that the term civil war is certainly premature. This is going to be handled. I don't know that there is a particular tension at this moment for different forces to try to clash, but I think it will be taken care of legislatively. That's for sure. And it seems that Texas is able to continue to place razor wire in place right now without it being molested, basically, by the federal government. So I do think that there should be and there needs to be sort of a cooling in this. Because there are these other forces that would love to see the United States literally torn apart. In fact, there is a Russian lawmaker who is now offering to help Texas get independence from the U.S. You see, people will, people who are not really our friends, let's say, will love to glom onto something like this and to try to make it into a much, much bigger issue. But it is, and I think it's important to say, I think it is more a family issue than it is an issue for someone outside the family, as it were, namely a Russian lawmaker, to come in and and then try to exacerbate the situation, to say the least. All right, I think we have time for a quick phone call, and we got back in, and Bob lighting up the line here. Let's listen in, and rather, let's welcome back in and Bob to the program. Happy Monday, back in and Bob.
Good. Same to you, Kyle.
Thank you.
I think that basically the Texas should just ignore the federal government. Start a And what the first thing they can do is start arresting all these people and confining them to an area. You know, to put them under arrest, keep them, not release them for like a, give them a 30-day or 60-day sentence, mm-hmm. so that there's no incentive for them to come over, and then start arresting them. And the other thing is they can basically keep on putting their razor wire up like that and just ignore the federal government.
I think that ultimately what they're doing right now is they are continuing to place that razor wire there. But it doesn't look at this moment, though. I mean, that could change any time. But the federal government doesn't seem to be trying to go in to cut the wire at this point. So that's a good thing. But the barrier is
they can just arrest those federal agents or whatever to say, look here, states have rights of nullification of this type of thing, I think. And it's under the Constitution that the states can do it.
Well, I do.
In other words, I think they just ought to call the federal government's bluff and just say, look, just do what you want to do. Well, we're going to stop this from happening. And from what I understand, other states are starting to send in their own National Guards or other people. Now, I know you can say they're going to nationalize the National Guard, but the Guard doesn't have to listen to them. They can just go as private citizens, you know.
Yeah, I think at this time, I'm hopeful for is that there would be no nationalization of the National Guard, that there would be no further, you know, big confrontation on this, because I think especially as this works its way through, you know, it's going to get to the end. But hopefully there doesn't have to be a major confrontation. But at least right now, as I was saying, Texas continues to reinforce this area, and it may even be.
I know they're going to try and impeach Mayorkas, but I think even if they do, they'll just put another puppet in his place.
Well, I think you're right about that. I mean, they'll carry out the administration's wishes, because it's not just Mayorkas, but it is in fact the underlying policy of the administration to keep the border open, have people pour across in untold numbers, and because that fits their agenda.
But if they just start arresting the people, and even if they don't just put them right back over there, but arrest them and keep them incarcerated for 38, make one of those Joe Arpaio type holding pens, you know what I'm saying, a whole rope off whatever they have to do, and just keep up confined, because that way the people will not, they're not going to want to come over to be held in detention for a long period of time.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah, I think hopefully the barrier just means that people don't come over. But I tell you what, Backgammon Bob, we've got some music coming up here. We're heading out to the break. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, bye.
Take care. Backgammon Bob, everybody. Yeah, I think the whole point is to actually try to get as next to zero as possible of people coming across the border illegally. But, folks, stay right there. When we come back, we've got another great song for this morning. We've got a look at the national weather and Denise Simon. All that packed into the next segment. It's going to be grand. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, Monday edition continues, and we are flying through the overnight hours, and we're landing right on your radio dial, and yeah, it's a soft landing, so don't worry about that. It's a soft landing, and we're glad to be here, glad that you're there, and we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about on the program this morning. All right, here's a song that... it's kind of a little bit off the beaten path, but it's kind of cool. Found this earlier. It's from Dierks Bentley. It is Country Music Monday, by the way. And it's a song called 5150. And it's a little bit of a mover, so that's kind of cool. So let's waste no time. Let's get right to the song, shall we, folks?
Can't think of nothing else for you all night and day. It's like I got a first class seat up on Ivy's train. It's driving me insane. 5150, somebody call the purple. I'm going crazy, thinking about you, baby. 5150, just a sight of love. I'm going crazy, and I love you, baby. Your number, girl, I gotta call you up. I gotta get you right in a shotgun in my truck. This little bit of you I got, it ain't good enough.
5150. That's a pretty cool song. Very, very, very cool for Country Music Monday, folks. And, yeah, well, you know, we try to deliver. That's Country Music Monday. We do our level best to deliver. So, yeah, I think it's kind of a cool song. All right, well, let's take a look real quick here at our weather maps as we're heading into the final segment of hour number two this morning. And we know we got some precipitation out there as we're taking a look around. And certainly, if you're in Seattle, it looks like the precipitation right now is to your west and to your north. And doesn't look like we got anything happening really on the radar map for our friends in Seattle. Listener Joan there, Portland, Oregon, down the coast of Oregon. Richard the Marine there, his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Didn't look like we got any precipitation happening there. But we do, over on the east coast, we do look like we've got some snow up in New Hampshire way, up through southern Maine. Rain mixed with snow for our friends in Boston this morning. If you happen to be in Boston, if you look out your window, it's probably raining, mix of rain and snow. And then this is going to continue mostly through the state of Massachusetts, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts this morning, and down into northwest Connecticut and southern Connecticut. We've got a lot of rain going on there, down through Bridgeport, New York City, and then down almost to Washington, D.C., but through Trenton, in the New Jersey area, we've got some rain mixed with snow going on there. Also, Albany, New York, rain mixed with snow, basically, and we have that happening. That's what we're looking like in terms of precipitation this morning, my friends, so do be aware of that. Also, of course, in terms of what we're looking at from some of our alerts that we look at each morning, we've got looks like dense fog advisory last week. A couple of mornings, the final mornings of the week, we had huge dense fog advisories all through the central part of the United States. But this morning looks like these dense fog advisories are confined to parts of central to northern Minnesota. There, St. Paul, certainly there. Des Moines, Iowa, looks like it's all around that area. Davenport, Iowa, down through Columbia, Missouri, and down to the central part of Missouri. So definitely be aware of that. And if you're traveling through that area, you've got that dense fog advisory happening right now. So do be careful of that, and do be aware of that. Then over, of course, for our friends in Pacific Northwest, looks like we got a high wind watch. This is going to be in southern Oregon this morning. And then, looks like we've got something in the mix here for the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, and so forth. We don't see anything on the radar map right now, but it looks like that might be coming back in here at some point. But we'll keep you apprised of it. We'll keep you abreast of it as we go through the weather. But, folks, do be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece. That is for sure. But right now it's time to head over and talk to Denise Simon through the magic of connecting our studios together. We've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Happy Monday, Denise.
Hey, happy Monday.
Happy Monday indeed. Well, I got to tell you, obviously we want to start with what's happened in Jordan. Do we have any updated information? We know 3 were killed, at least 34 were injured. I don't know if that number has changed in the last
The most recent number I have. Several have been evacuated for traumatic brain injuries, too. So what's particularly interesting is that we're trying to really get a handle if this base is actually in Jordan or in Syria. There's some conflicting reports there. I don't know that it really makes a huge difference. But I will say this. It is very near an Iranian IRGC, Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps base. And this base is actually used where there are self-propelled howitzers and precision-guided projectiles. So.
Wow. Well, you bring up where this is. It's known as Tower 22. It's reported as being in Jordan, but it's at this nexus where Jordan, Iraq, and Iran, all sort of their borders all come together. And so it wouldn't surprise me if some of that space can become ungoverned, or go back and forth. So it's right on the cusp. Whatever it is, it's right there.
Well, I would also say this. If it's actually in Jordan, we haven't heard a word of the king of Jordan, have we? At least I haven't. Right. I haven't seen anything come from him.
You're right.
And I don't have much use for him anyway. But we're supposed to be having some response. I'm seeing that we're flying some bombers over to the region from the United States. I'm not sure what that really necessarily means. But we are at war. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. This administration has said many times they will protect our forces. Well, they have not done that. We have done these pinpoint strikes on the Houthis and a couple in Iraq and a couple in Syria, and they're supposed to be, what, deterrents? Well, we said that about all of the sanctions against Russia. We issued all these sanctions on Russia for the war with Ukraine, and they were deterrents. Well, they haven't deterred anything. So, again, this administration has gotten things so wrong for so many years. But look, Iran's been a problem going all the way back to the Carter administration.
Yeah.
How long do we want to put up with this?
Well, no, you're exactly right. And, even so, to go in and when we come back from the top of the hour, everybody, we're going to be asking Denise, so I'll kind of tease it right here. And that is the kind of responses that need to be given. Some are calling for responses in Iran, in Iran proper, and other packages elsewhere. So we're going to come up to the top of the hour here real quick. But, this is, and when you say, Denise, that we're at war, yeah, I agree. It's a de facto state of war, and especially from their point of view, they really do believe it. So I'll tell you what, stay right there because I hear the music. And when we come back, everybody, a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. This is a big deal for sure. So we definitely want to unpack this on the other side of the top of the hour. So that's hour number two, folks, is in the books. We are going to go into hour number three in just a few minutes. Stay right there. I'll warn with you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.